Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Commenting on the row that has embroiled Angela Rayner, MP. She's the deputy leader of the Labour Party. So if Labour's ushered into office later this year, as is a racing certainty, she'll probably be appointed deputy prime minister, if not deputy PM, some other senior post. And no other woman has ever been deputy prime minister. It's an office that is not always appointed. It's in the gift of the prime minister to create one or not. So there are accusations dating back to her council house, which she sold in 2015. Did she pay the correct amount of tax on it or not? Because she would have been required to pay capital gains tax on it, which is quite high if it weren't her main domicile. And she says that it was her primary residence, therefore she had to pay a low amount of tax. Apparently her profit on that was £40,000. So she said she took legal advice and she insists that she acted in accordance with the law at all times. However, she has declined to publish that tax advice, saying it was too personal. But she said His Majesty's Revenue and Customs demand it, or indeed the police, she would, of course, hand it over. Well, that's because she'd be legally obliged to. That doesn't show any generosity of spirit on her behalf. Anyway, so then she said she will publish all others unnamed senior Conservatives, politicians in the United Kingdom has ever done that. I know in the United States there was a convention whereby presidential candidates would publish their tax records. Donald Trump is the only one not to do so. Remember, that's not a law, merely a convention. But people wouldn't, I think Rishi Sunak and others wouldn't do that. He'd be scandalized just how rich he is. Now, so Greater Manchester Police, they initially looked at Angela Rayner's situation and said there was no case to answer. They weren't getting any further to it. But the deputy chairman of the Conservative and Unionist Party, James Daly, he probed the matter again and said that Greater Manchester Police ought to have a second look at it. Indeed, they're looking into it again, which doesn't prove anything. They could close the matter in a few days and say, that's it. There is nothing to discuss. Move on. So in which case, Miss Rayner is completely innocent. So she's a long way off being convicted of anything, and she may never be convicted of anything. The levelling up secretary, Michael Gove, is keen to keep this going. Conservatives want to start a hare. There's so much dismal news on the horizon for the Conservatives. They want to do anything which will cause trouble for Labour. And Angela Rayner, to be fair to her, has gone on television and answered some questions about this. Lord Ashcroft, he was one-time deputy chairman of the Conservative Party and treasurer. He's keeping going about this. Is in a book by him that he wrote about Miss Rayner's dealings with her former council house on Vicarage Road. That's in Stockport, just outside Manchester. So Mrs. Angela Rayner, she was actually Miss Bowen initially. She purchased a house in 2007, and there was a 25% discount under the right to buy scheme that was brought in by Maggie Thatcher, who Miss Rayner reviles. And if it's so outrageous as Tory policy, then don't avail yourself of it. But anyway, 2 years later, Miss Bowen, she married Mark Rayner. She became Mrs. Rayner. Now, he used to own a different house in Lowndes Lane, not far away. Miss Rayner was said to be living at Vicarage Road with her husband, and she was there on the electoral roll. Then she sold her original house in 2015. So she had two different addresses. So then she re-registered the births of her two children in 2010 after she married Mr. Rayner. And then in March 2015, 2 months before she was elected to Parliament, Miss Rayner sold the Vicarage Road property for £127,000, and that was a net gain of almost £49,000. Now, £49,000 gain in 2015, that's quite a lot of money, particularly in a not very wealthy part of the United Kingdom. Moreover, Mrs. Rayner was not well off originally. She'd left school at 16 with no qualifications. She was a care home worker and so on. Anyway, she split with her husband in 2020, and he has care of the children sometimes. She also has a child from when she was 16 from a previous boyfriend, but she's maintained the surname Rayner despite being divorced. So Angela Rayner, she sits for Ashton-under-Lyne, which is just outside Manchester, or, you know, is in Greater Manchester. And she was previously, the addresses were in Bury, and the MP for Bury North, where she lived, is James Daly, also a Labour MP. She was in one house for tax purposes and another house at the same time for electoral purposes. Now, that can't be right. I don't know where her real residence was, but I do know that it wasn't. She can't have two principal residences at the same time. And I know it's confusing. If you spend 3 days in one or 4 days in the other, or there's no particular pattern, are you going back and forth in the other? There's also an accusation that she let her house to her brother, the one that she was supposed to, the ex-council house, that she really wasn't living there, and that she gamed the system. She claimed it was her principal residence, when in fact it wasn't, because she wanted to exploit the tax advantages of naming that as her major domicile. But anyway, the truth will out. But it doesn't look terribly good for her. Now, this is not a hanging offence. If she's done something wrong, she's had to pay several thousand pounds more in tax. And, I mean, by lying on tax affairs, that actually is criminal. You could be prosecuted for that. A lot of people are less than honest on tax affairs, and they're very, very seldom prosecuted. What HMRC wants is your money. They don't really want to prosecute you. And even when people are sent to jail for multi-million pound tax fraud, it's not very long. Lester Pigott, the jockey who was notoriously sent to prison in the 80s, he only served about 2 years in prison. That was for millions of pounds of tax evasion back in the days when £1 million really was a staggering sum of money. So the worst case scenario, you'd have to pay a hefty fine of maybe in the tens of thousands of pounds, but maybe nothing will transpire. Because of all these sort of contradictory statements, I have a feeling it's going to look bad for her, and she may have to resign as deputy of the Labour Party, possibly even as an MP. And Labour needs like leaving a hole in the head. Now, that's going to change the minds of very, very few people about voting Labour or voting against Labour. The Conservatives are very keen to milk this for all it's worth. And now Angela Rayner is being hoisted her own petard, because when it came to the affairs of the Prime Minister's wife, Akshata Murthy, there was so much vociferation out of La Rayner. And she led the charge on this, so saying, oh, Akshata Murthy ought to come clean about her non-domiciled tax status. Now, there's not a penumbra of doubt that what Ms. Murthy did with regard to being non-domiciled for tax purposes was entirely lawful. She is allowed to do that. She's resident of the United Kingdom. She's an Indian citizen, and I'm not sure if British citizens are allowed to do this, but she wasn't in the UK for tax purposes, even though in practical terms, she was resident in the United Kingdom. That reduced her tax liability. Now, that is lawful, though many would say it's ethically suboptimal. And she's a very, very wealthy woman because her father's company, Infosys, is an information systems, which is one of India's biggest companies, an IT company. So she inherited an awful lot of wealth. Now, there's a lot of spite. There's a lot of hatred coming out of the left against affluent, successful people. Now, Ms. Murthy wasn't that successful herself. It was her father was staggeringly successful. And there are few things that the Labour hates more than inherited wealth. You have no idea what it's like for ordinary people and blah, blah, blah. Now, apparently, Ms. Murthy has changed her tax status and is paying UK tax on her whole annual income. But, you know, what goes around comes around. Because Angela Rayner was so ferocious about that one, then people said, well, we're going to pry into your tax affairs. So those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And I know that Mrs. Rayner's upbringing was very different, and she didn't inherit a ton of money. She had to earn her money and so on. We're not talking about hundreds of millions of pounds as we in Angela Rayner's case. But there's something quite delicious about this coming back to bite her. I'll say it if nobody else will. Angela Rayner is a sexy chick. She's got to be one of the hottest Labour MPs. Who else is up there? You know, maybe Bridget Phillipson. So that's probably a death penalty offence, saying that she's a hottie. That's misogynistic. You're being attracted to someone who's hatred these days, apparently. Right. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe. Not sexy. You think she's not? Oh, well, you know what they say. Gustibus non disputandum. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.